Good morning, Bridge of Hope. Hey, Ryan. Hey. Morning, everybody. I'm going to open us up with some other word from Psalms 149 and Psalms 150. Hallelujah, praise the Lord. It's time to sing to God a brand new song so that all his loving people will hear how wonderful he is. May Israel be enthused with joy all because of him. And may the sons of Zion pour out their joyful praises to their king. Break forth with dancing. Make music and sing God's praises with the rhythm of drums, for he enjoys his faithful lovers. He adorns the humble with his beauty, and he loves to give them the victory. God loves to give us the victory. Hallelujah, praise the Lord. Praise God in his holy sanctuary. Praise him in his stronghold dwelling in the sky. Praise him for his miracles of might. Praise him for his magnificent greatness. Praise him with the trumpets blasting. Praise him with the piano and guitar. Praise him with drums and dancing. Praise him with the loud, resounding clash of cymbals. Praise him with every instrument you can find, yourself being one of those. Let everyone, everywhere join in the crescendo of ecstatic praise to Yahweh. Hallelujah, praise the Lord.
Thank you. were just singing, Holy, Holy, Holy is the Lord God Almighty. Last week, Romans 12 reminded us that we are to present our bodies a living sacrifice, holy. That's not a different kind of holy. It's not a junior version of holy. It's holy. There's only one definition, right? Spotless, clean, sanctified, set apart. Last week we learned about priests. Before they could be priests, they were washed. And according to Exodus 40, they didn't wash themselves. They were washed. Someone else washed them. It's the same with us. We've been washed. We didn't do it ourselves. We don't have the ability to make ourselves holy, clean. Revelation 1 says that he has washed us from our sins with his own blood. Ephesians 5, I read that last week, put it up because I will not remember all of it. Ephesians 5:25. Husbands, love your wives just as Christ loved the church and gave himself for it. Keep going. So that he could... Next verse, please. That he might sanctify and cleanse her with the washing of water by the word, that he might present her to himself a glorious church, not having spot or wrinkle or any such thing, that she should be holy and without blemish. That's you. We are here, not just this morning, but we are able to present our bodies a living sacrifice, holy and acceptable, without blemish, because he has made us that way. Our great high priest offered the acceptable sacrifice of himself that has washed us with his own blood and made us holy and acceptable and without blemish. That's what these little symbols in your hand represent. The blood of your high priest that has washed you and made you without spot and blemish. That's what we are remembering. That's what we are thankful for. That is why we are expected. It's the only reasonable thing that we present this holy body as a living sacrifice to God. It's a result of what he has done through his blood. Jesus, what an amazing thing that you as our high priest would give yourself the spotless, acceptable sacrifice to God so that we can be made spotless and without blemish, holy, washed by your word, washed by your blood. What an amazing thing that you have performed in us. Nothing we have done of ourselves, nothing we can do of ourselves. It's only through your finished work that we are able to stand holy and without blemish. We remember you this morning through this cup and through this little piece of bread that reminds us of your body broken and your blood willingly placed on the altar for me. We love you. Be exalted. Be honored. Thank you for what you've done. In Jesus' name, amen.
out, Lord, help us, rescue us. And he did. His light broke through the darkness and led us out in freedom from dark, from death's dark shadow, snapping our chains. So lift your hands and give thanks to God for his marvelous kindness and for his miracles of mercy. For he smashed through heavy prison doors, shattered steel bars that held us back, just to set us free. We cried out, Lord, help us. Rescue us. And he did. God spoke the words, be healed. And we were healed. Delivered us from death's door. So lift your hands and give thanks to God for his marvelous kindness and for his miracles of mercy for those he loves. Bring your praise as an offering, your thanks as a sacrifice, as you sing your story of miracles with a joyful song. Sing your story of miracles with a joyful song. Sing your story of miracles with a joyful song. We're taking our tithes and offerings. There's a basket up here in the front. There's boxes. There's a box on the wall in the back. You can give online at akbridgeofhope.com. I was just encouraged to remind everyone that the point of this up here is not to keep the lights on. Has anyone ever written a check to Chugiak Electric and said, thank you, Chugiak Electric, for keeping the lights on? I don't think anyone's written a check for their lights with praise. This is not about keeping the lights on. This is because everything we have is from God. This is saying, thank you, God, my provider. So we thank you, Heavenly Father, for providing everything we need. We thank you, Father, for a house to sow into. And we praise you, Father. In Jesus' name, amen. Hey, does anyone feel any freedom right now? Does anyone come in here with something and you have freedom from it now? See that?
It's amazing how God speaks to us. So let me give you a little bit of backstory. This weekend, me and Rachel went to the School of Prophecy at Kingdom Alliance Network. And so it's the first time I've ever been, first time I've ever prophesied. I went into there with a lot of misconceptions about my calling as a pastor and not being able to prophesy. But it's God's desire for everyone, all flesh, to prophesy. So, as I walked in this morning, kind of looking around, I looked at Phil, and God just spoke. He has an anointing of freedom on him. He is going to declare freedom out to people. And then he said the scripture that he said. Phil, can you read that again? Just the part about freedom.
For he smashed through heavy prison doors and shattered the steel bars that held us back just to set us free.
So initially I was thinking that prophecy was just for Phil. But then he spoke that. And then we sung that song about the promises of God. And God promises that there is freedom in Jesus. So everyone stand up. If you want freedom in your life today, maybe you're suffering from past sins. Maybe you're looking in your past more than you're looking in your future where God wants to take you. Your past pushes you forward and your future pulls you forward. You need to let go of some of that stuff. Jesus declares and he promises that there's freedom in him. So I want you to all just raise your hands. Accept that. Jesus is telling you right now there is freedom here available to you. In him. Lean into that. Lean into him. He will give you freedom. Amen.
Amen.
So I read out of the Psalms a lot if I ever have a microphone. When my dad was dying, somebody came to me to help me and said, what do we do when we don't know what to do? I was like, I don't know. They said, we go to the Psalms. So usually I don't know what to do, and it works out pretty okay up here with the Psalms. So when you don't know what to do, go to the Psalms. It's going to work out. So if we don't have any specific announcements, Deborah. Thank you, Deborah.
Good morning, everybody. So glad to be here. We have three announcements. We do have the special primary elections coming up June the 11th. It's a mail-in. You only get to pick one choice. If you pick two, it'll be voided. And you have to get it witnessed by an adult. And we have the coming up June the 18th. It's the church campout. It's going to be here at the church in the parking lot. And I'm going to tell you, our church knows how to camp. We eat so good and healthy, so please come. Everyone is invited. And then the next day, it'll be on the back lawn. It's our annual Father's Day picnic, and we really have a good time. It's a share dish. The church supplies the burgers, hot dogs, bread, and plates, but we'd like you to bring a dish to share, and please invite someone to come along. Thank you.
I'm glad you clarified that, Deborah, because I was looking at that slide earlier this morning, and it said camp out, and I just read the church will bring hamburgers and hot dogs. I was like, see, that's like the best camping ever. But that's for the picnic the next day. So bring food to the camp out for sure. So the kids are dismissed to go downstairs. Jay, there's Jay in the blue shirt. You can go down there with him, and Zach is going to give us the word here in a little bit, so feel free to move about for a moment.